Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What a crazy afternoon it's been. My fire alarm is off. I put a little video on Instagram. You can see the fire truck in front of my building.
Everything okay? Everybody safe?
I guess. I don't know. I just heard the alarm go off, so I came back up here. But there's definitely a burning smell. I believe someone burned some Eggo waffles or some Pop-Tarts in honor of the Pop-Tart guy.
Yeah.
Like, there's a burning smell. But the fire department, they're up and down all the stairs or whatever. I'm guessing they didn't see anything because the alarm went off. Anyway, I was talking about, because we have an abbreviated show today, because at 5:45, preheat starts with Solana because the heat game tips off at 7. So when I got cut off by the fire alarm, I was telling you, Cheetah Hallandale tonight. It's Valentine's Day. So you go to Cheetah Hallandale, they got the Lace to Lust party, bottle specials, drink specials, love tarot card readings, raffles, giveaways, and more. Tonight, Cheetah Hallandale. Saturday night, UFC 298. You can watch that at all the Cheetah clubs. But if you're looking, because we were kind of talking about Valentine's, if you're looking for a vibe tonight, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The Cheetah clubs, Cheetah Hallandale, Lace to Lust party. If you want to know what's going on at Cheetah Hallandale, check out CheetahHallandale.com. For everything going on at Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach, check out CheetahSOFL.com. All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha is hosting their annual Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival on Saturday, March 2nd. That's a free all-day event. You can get all the details at FunkyBuddha.com. You can watch the Panthers game tonight at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park, tomorrow night, Saturday as well. Love ourselves some Funky Buddha. Let's get a quick look at headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour with Alejandro Solana, who has held down the fort the last 25 minutes or so.
Defaulted right into a Tua Tagovailoa article. And
It's so weird. Yeah. So, like, I disappeared for a few minutes. Uh-huh. I come back. I look at the text line.
Uh-huh.
I see, yes, take Fields. If you're willing to blame Flores for Tua sucking, then you can blame the Bears coach for Fields.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, how long was I gone? Like, what?
So, you know how Crowder's default when you would disappear during COVID was LeBron will lie, right? And he just had LeBron takes where LeBron would fabricate stuff. My default is, let me tell you why I don't think the Dolphins should pay Tua Tagovailoa. But
so you came back. It's Valentine's. We're having some fun and covering a lot of stuff. And then you just came back and you immediately went into Tua talk.
Yeah, I had this, to be fair, I had this article from NFL.com going over all the QB scenarios around the league. And my take, just to sum it up for you, TLDR, was, hey, I have as many questions about a lot of you as a lot of you do about Tua, but they're going to pay him. So the quicker you come to terms with that, the easier it'll be if you have your doubts about Tua.
All right. Good job covering for me. Appreciate it.
I thought I nailed it, to be quite honest. We haven't done any Tua talk this week. You got to give the people what they want, Hawk.
By the way, we won our bet, PSG.
Yeah.
2-0 winners.
I know.
Let's
I mentioned
go.
That.
We're on a heater.
I mentioned
on
that.
On a heater. All right. Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. I buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford. We know it trucks. Hawk, since we're kind of, you know, out of sorts here anyways, I just found this on Twitter scrolling while doing that last segment. At Heat Lead, I guess some sort of Heat Twitter fan page or whatever. But it's a phenomenal question. Miami needs a three-pointer to tie the game with 2 seconds left. Who
Duncan
takes,
Robinson.
Who takes the shot?
Duncan Robinson.
James Jones. Mike Miller, Jason Capono, or Duncan Robinson?
Duncan Robinson is the team leader in three-pointers. We just covered that in the last hour.
Yeah, I think it is Duncan Robinson.
Of course it is.
I think it is. But if Mike Miller...
Jason Capono had a hell of a run, though.
He did. Back-to-back three-point shooting champ. If Mike Miller is missing a shoe, does that change your answer?
Sure. The one shoe three, I mean, that's money.
All right. The Heat tonight, they play the 76ers. Final game before the All-Star break. That is a 7 p.m. tip-off. As Hawk mentioned, the Panthers are at the Penguins, 7:30, first of a three-game road trip. Game is on 96.5 FM HD2. And Canes Hoops is at Clemson, 7 p.m. That game will be on AM 790.
All right, very good.
I just spoke with the engineer from Clemson. I told him my name was Alejandro. He asked me. And he said, oh, Madonna wrote a song about you. I said, oh, is that true? He said, yeah, I love that song. He's like, oh, no, that's Fernando. I said, oh, we're all Latin anyways, right? We're just Latin names.
I think ABBA did a song, Alejandro, no?
Maybe that's what he said, ABBA. But I made him very uncomfortable. Very, very uncomfortable.
Maybe it was ABBA that did Fernando.
Yeah. Lady Gaga had the Alejandro song, though, 100%.
Maybe that was it.
All right, Hawk, those are your headlines, your local headlines for tonight. Your weather from the
Des Moines. There is, by the way, just so people are aware, you know, you're getting in your car. The Kansas City Chiefs had their, Super Bowl parade today. There was a shooting, and it's horrific. I'm seeing on CNN one person, it seems, killed. There could be more. There's 10 to 14 victims. Two people are in custody. And so this was the end of the Chiefs parade, and this shooting happened. I did see video on social media of some Chiefs fans tackling one of the shooters who was running. There's some wild stuff,
man.
But really sad in Kansas City today that such a celebratory event would end in something so horrific. Really just an awful statement on what's going on nowadays. Go ahead, give the weather. I'm sorry about that. But it is a big developing story. It's not just a sports story, obviously. That's a bigger story than that.
Yeah. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the low 70s. That is your weather.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Why not take all the garbage on Earth, drop it into volcanoes?
Hawk and Crowder.